There's a Hezekiel Walker song that was sung at our UUA General Assembly last year, and that I've heard at various times during this year. Here are some of the words. I need you. You need me. We're all part of one body. Stand with me. Agree with me. You are important to me. I need you to survive. I pray for you. You pray for me. I love you. I need you to survive. I won't harm you with words from my mouth. I love you. I need you to survive. You are important to me. I need you to survive. That's a UU version of Walker's original, slightly more Christian words, but the point is clear. We are all part of something larger than ourselves. Our humanness depends on our ability to work together, to find the places where we can agree and to move forward. We are stronger together. In 2009, a Belgian commercial for a public transportation company called De Lynn said the same thing in a different way. If you Google penguins on an iceberg, you will find it. It shows a group of cartoon penguins floating along peacefully on a chunk of ice, when suddenly an orca fin rises up out of the water and begins to circle them. You watch the orca come out of the water, mouth open, teeth showing, speeding toward the defenseless penguins. And then one of the birds gets an idea, and they all cluster together, shuffling toward one end of the iceberg. And that causes it to sink and the other end to rise. And then the orca, bam, into a wall of ice, while the penguins snicker. We travel safer together. By the 1880s, working people in America realized that they too needed one another to survive. And over the next 80 years, the unions rose. The realization that average people could band together for power was transformational, and it changed our country. I'm not going to spend a lot of time giving you a history lesson today, but in 1954, 35% of American workers belonged to a union. That is an amazing percentage, over a third of workers in the country. And the reason that they joined those unions was that without them, without the power of collective bargaining, without the power of other people willing to stand together, conditions for the American worker had been beyond abysmal. In Kentucky and West Virginia, men worked for hours in coal mines with shafts which did not allow them to stand to their full height. They worked for company script rather than cash. They inhaled coal dust until their lungs were as black as their faces, and they died at 48 or 50. Little boys worked next to them, and often they died next to them. In New England, it was textiles, and both men and women inhaled fabric fibers until their lungs were filled with cotton and doused their hands and bodies in caustic dyes. People operated dangerous machinery without safety equipment, and children stood for 12 hours in one place pulling levers and snipping threads. Fires like the one at the Triangle Shirtwaist Company in 1911 claimed lives. 146 people died there alone because there were no safety measures, and many of the desperately poor workers died where they fell on the property. Exit doors were chained shut so as to prevent theft, and so when the fire broke out, there was nowhere to go. The union stopped the abuses of the robber barons who made their fortunes off the work of the common person. For the first time, workers realized the power which came from negotiating together, from choosing leadership from among themselves, from saying, "No one of us will allow you to use us. You must deal fairly with us all, or no work will be done." Democratically elected leadership representing common people. A voice for people who had been voiceless. Unions helped to shape the world in ways which allowed the worth and dignity of each worker to be recognized. They helped give us the 8-hour workday, overtime, health and safety laws and rules, child labor laws. By working collaboratively, the formerly voiceless, the formerly invisible, can change the world. But it wasn't without struggle. In the United States, we recognized the power of organized labor and of working people on May 1st, International Workers' Day. And that day was picked because in 1886, as labor unions were in their infancy, May 1st was the day when a general strike in support of an 8-hour workday began in Chicago. By May 4th, things had heated up, and the police were sent to disperse a public assembly that was supporting the strike. And then it all went wrong. As the police neared the assembly, someone threw a bomb. The police responded, of course, by opening fire on the march. Hundreds of the labor leaders and sympathizers were rounded up later in retribution, and four were hung after an unfair trial. The whole event came to be known as the Haymarket Affair. The day after the bomb was thrown, May 5th, here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, the state militia fired on another crowd of strikers. At the end, there were seven more dead, including a little boy coming home from school and a man feeding chickens in his own yard. By 1891, May Day had been created to commemorate those lost in the Haymarket Affair and the work they had done toward advancing the rights of the workers. After the May Day riots of 1894, the International Socialist Congress of 1904 called on, this is a quote, "all Social Democratic Party organizations and trade unions of all countries to demonstrate energetically on the 1st of May for the legal establishment of the 8-hour day, for the class demands of the proletariat, and for universal peace." The Congress made it mandatory upon the proletariat organizations of all countries to stop work on May 1st, wherever it is possible without injury to the workers. As Unitarian Universalists, this matters to us, because in our quest to recognize the worth and dignity of each person, we are called to value and honor the labor of those who work. No human being should ever be a slave. And we are called to ensure no person should be asked to provide their labor without sufficient pay. But make no mistake, the power of the people to organize is under great challenge in America today. In our country today, the unions have been weakened. In 2016, only 10% of working people now had a union to help them. Minimum wage has not kept up with inflation or the cost of living. Manufacturing jobs are disappearing. It is up to us. It is up to human hands and human hearts to do the work of helping to protect the workers. It is up to us to be the penguins on the ice floe and to remember that we need one another to survive. It is up to us to invest ethically and to shop ethically and to use the money and privilege that we have to help lend strength to those who work with their hands. It is up to us to say that we will support union organizations and union shops. It is up to us to fight for fair wages. It is up to us to speak up and stand up and rise up for one another. It is up to us to vote. It is up to us to call upon our elected officials to protect the rights of working people. And it does not matter if you are Republican or Democrat or independent or socialist or nothing much at all. This is all our issue. This is an American issue. This is a human rights issue. We are better together. We are stronger together. We must rise up for our siblings across this country because we are all the people. John Hyatt said it well in his song, Through Your Hands. He said, you were dreaming on a park bench about a broad highway somewhere when the music from the carillon seemed to hurt your heart out there, past the scientific darkness, past the fireflies that float, to an angel bending down to wrap you in her warmest coat. And you ask, what am I not doing? She says, your voice cannot command. In time, you will move mountains, and it will come through your hands. Still, you argue for an option. Still, you angle for your case, like you wouldn't know a burning bush if it blew up in your face. Yeah, we scheme about the future, and we dream about the past, when just a simple reaching out might build a bridge that lasts. So whatever your hands find to do, you must do with all your heart. There are thoughts enough to blow men's minds and tear great worlds apart. There's a healing touch to find you on that broad highway somewhere, to lift you high as music flying through the angel's hair. Don't ask what you're not doing, because your voice cannot command. In time, we will move mountains, and it will come through your hands. Amen.